Very good Zion mission. The Dalet of Mishnah continues with the notion of what can and cannot be moved on Shabbos, what is deemed muksa. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kola Kelim Nitalim Chutz Mahamasar Hagadol V'yaseid Shal Machoresha. Rabbi Yossi says, all utensils, all Kelim can actually be moved, can be taken, with two exceptions. The exception of a Masar Hagadol, which is a large saw, and Yaseid Shal Machoresha, pin of a plow. And what is the reason why specifically these two items cannot be moved? Aren't they kelim? Aren't they utensils? Aren't all utensils allowed to be moved on Shabbos? And the answer is these two kelim have a very special status. They fall under the category of things that are muksa machmas chisaron kis. Because of their value, a person would never ever use them except for specifically what they are used for. And since their usage is for something which is inappropriate, it's for a malacha, a specific malacha, and therefore to use these items for other permissible uses, no one would ever do during the week, in which case on Shabbos, because of their value and their specific usage, would be prohibited for a person to move them and to use them on Shabbos. Again, they fall into this category of machza, muksa, machmas, chisaron, kis. All utensils can be moved either out of necessity or not out of necessity. A person is permitted to move kelim, such as plates and forks and cups and spoons and dishes. These all have permissible activities on Shabbos, and a person can use them whether they need the actual utensil itself, either to eat from, or if they need its place, they want to sit there, they want to place something else in that location, or even if lo l'tzorach, even if there is no need whatsoever. For example, if they would like to move it out of the sun into the shade, the chama l'tzel, that is still would be permissible to move because these items have a permissible use on Shabbos. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Nechemiah Omer Ein Nitalin El Tzorach. Rabbi Nechemiah says no, he disagrees. Rabbi Nechemiah says a person can only move kelim on Shabbos. Whether it's a fork or a plate or a knife or a spoon, it cannot be moved just in order to protect the actual item from the sun and to move it into the shade, or perhaps it might get stolen and bring it inside. Rather, a person could only move kelim that have a function for the person. A person can use the kelim cannot be used for themselves. We are made to use kelim, they are to serve human beings, and to save a kli, to move a kli for the, help the kli itself, is prohibited according to Rabbi Nechemiah, and the halacha does not follow his opinion. And it is permitted to use a knife, not just for cutting bread, for anything else, even to, let's say, the Gemara mentioned, to support a dish. Therefore, a person could be metaltal, a person can move a knife, a kli, really for anything. Since the halacha does not follow Rabbi Nechemiah's opinion, although Rabbi Nechemiah does permit moving an item if its place is needed, a person needs the chair that the knife is sitting on, but to use a knife for any other purpose, except for, let's say, the cutting of the bread, that would be prohibited according to Rabbi Nechemiah, and as I mentioned before, that is not the halacha. Mishnah, hey, this Mishnah continues with the laws of the Muksa, what can and what cannot be moved on Shabbos. Kol HaKel Nitalim B'Shabbos, Shivrehem Nitalim Mimahem. All utensils can be taken and moved on Shabbos, and even fragments of them can also be taken and moved. Bilvad, however, there must be a following condition. She'ya'osin me'ein melacha. Had they still be used to perform some type of task. If, let's say, for example, a kli were to break, and a person would be able to use this broken piece in some utilitarian manner, then this broken piece, whatever the case may be, would be permitted to use and to move on Shabbos. For example, shivrei areva, a fragment of a mixing bowl. How can a person use a fragment of a mixing bowl? Says the Mishnah, L'chazos behem es piachavis, can be used to cover the mouth of a flask. Shivrei zechuchis, or fragments of glass. lechasos behen espi hapach, can be used to cover the mouth of a flask. Here are broken pieces, broken shards, they appear not to have some purpose. No, we can use them for something functional, we can use them for something which is permitted on Shabbos, and therefore they can be moved. Argues Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's a condition. Bilvad shi'osin me'ein malachton. Says Rabbi Yehuda, they must still perform some type of semblance to their former task. For example, shivri areva, fragments of a mixing bowl, lasuk lasuchan mikpa, into which to pour porridge, vishal zechuchis, lasuk lasuchan shemen, or fragments of glass into which to pour oil. Both of these, the mixing bowl, we add to it a little bit of porridge, which is like a mixing bowl, which is like what people would pour into a mixing bowl,